From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is reacting strongly to President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law measures sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving bilateral relations. He called it a declaration of economic war on his country. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador, still hoping relations with Washington might turn for the better.
But we will be working in conditions that exist and in the hope that it will turn one day. But those who invented this bill, if they were thinking that they might change our policy, they were wrong, as history many times proved. They should have known better that we do not bend or do not break.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump believes Russia interfered in the U.S. election.
The president's already said that himself directly at the press conference in Poland.
Other actors may have been
involved. May have been involved as well, but he doesn't dispute the fact that Russia was, and he said that in Poland at the press conference.
She said Mr. Trump signed the measure into law in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy. Thousands in Guinea took to the streets Wednesday opposed to election delays and insecurity, including opposition leader Selu Daline Diallo. He called the turnout a massive success, saying protesters are fed up with the government of President Alpha Conde, his government's crackdown on dissent, and said they want to see an end to impunity. They're also demanding delayed local elections be held. Diallo accused Mr. Conde of electoral fraud in the previous 2010 and 2015 elections. This is VOA News. Brazil's President Michel Temer survived a vote in the country's lower house of Congress that could have launched a Supreme Court trial leading to his ouster on corruption charges. Congress Wednesday voted 252 to 214 against opening legal action against Mr. Temer for accepting bribes from a meatpacking company. He took office last year after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was removed from office following an impeachment trial for violating budgetary rules. Venezuela's election chief Wednesday denied claims by the British-based Smartmatic voting technology firm that turnout numbers for last Sunday's controversial election to form a new assembly were manipulated by at least a million votes. Tibisay Lucena, head of the country's electoral council, described the company statement as irresponsible. But the head of the British firm, Antonio Mujica, said there's no question in his mind.
Based on the robustness of our system, we know without any doubt that the turnout of the recent election for a National Constituent Assembly was manipulated.
The government said more than 8 million voters cast ballots. The opposition, which boycotted the vote, said the total was less than half that. President Nicolas Maduro said he plans to swear in members of the new assembly Friday to rewrite the country's constitution. Turkey Wednesday replaced commanders of its armed forces after their terms expired, while not directly linked to last year's failed coup. It is seen as the latest effort in a series of replacements that has seen growing government control of the armed forces. The heads of all three branches were replaced. Authorities in northeast Nigeria Wednesday said suspected Boko Haram militants killed at least six people in an attack on the village of Mildu near Madagali in Adamawa State. They set homes and shops on fire, forcing residents to flee. The village is close to the Sambisa Forest, last known stronghold of the Boko Haram Sunni insurgency. President Donald Trump Wednesday endorsed a measure to dramatically reduce the number of low-skilled immigrants admitted to the U.S. and introduce a merit-based point system.
The RAISE Act will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries.
It would institute a points-based system that would take into account applicants' ability to speak English and earn a living when considering their green card applications. Some economists and immigration advocacy groups argue it will hurt the economy. Italian Coast Guard officials seized a migrant rescue boat operated by a German aid group suspected of aiding illegal immigration from Libya. An Italian prosecutor said he has evidence of encounters of traffickers escorting illegal immigrants to the group Jugend Rettet and its boat. It's one of several non-governmental groups that regularly search for migrants in the southern Mediterranean. Italy's asking that they all sign a code of conduct. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.